some fresh air. It's how we usually conclude ceremonies. Was this a ceremony of information? Of people coming together? This next group I'm going to bring up has been doing work through hip-hop and through activism. They grow out of a movement that has been fighting terrorism. I would call it terrorism. They come out of a family that has been fighting for the rights of Mexican Americans, Filipinos, who've been farm workers in this country. I'm talking about the United Farm Workers. Yeah, come on. They've been fighting for human rights. Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta. And it brings me great honor to bring on this group that is composed of DJ Slowpoke. That's right, DJ Slowpoke. MCs Kool-Aid and Dez. They are called La Paz.
If you were thinking about leaving, don't do it. It's another form of independent media. It's called independent hip-hop. We ain't messing with no big record labels, promoting all that garbage. We're gonna blow your mind real quick. So if you could kick it for a minute, please do so. I'm telling you, you might miss. And those people who do plan on staying, why don't you come up to the front? Come up to the front. We need some love up here. We need some energy up here in the front. Come on, come on. Don't be scared. Come on to the front, y'all. Come on. Come downstairs. Come right up here in the front. We got Aslan Underground coming up next. I know you guys heard of Aslan Underground, right? Make some noise. Now, you hear a lot of people talking about who's a dope MC. You know what dope means, right? Like, back in the days, if you was a beatnik, maybe you said hip or cool. But nowadays, if you're just the bomb, you're just really, really talented and really good, they say that you're dope, right? Well, me and my partner right here, we want to argue that we're some of the dopest MCs that are out there. So we're going to say it like this. I start off up in the mountainous regions of the Andes. It's equatorial. I grow in all seasons. No need to plant me, homeboy. I grow wild, harvested by native slave force, man, woman, child. After I'm picked, I'm soaked in gasoline, then trampled by a slave who was forced to be a fiend. Tried, then crystallized, crushed to powder so soft, packaged up into kilos, blessed, and then I'm off. To the land of plenty, where all their time and pennies is spent. Sipping brew, sniffing glue, getting bent. Colombia make it happen, Mexico transport it, but the gringo be the consumer. Only one who can't afford it is I get snorted. Or rocked up and inhaled. FBI, CIA, DEA prevail. Quiet weapons for quiet wars. The front line is your mind, but you blind. So let me tell me what you dying for. MCs, you can't cope. MCs, you can't cope. Don't mess around, homeboy. They call me dope. I'm in your brain, homeboy. They call me dope. I'm in your veins, homeboy. They call me dope.
Well, I was born in 86, created by Eli Lilly and Company. For the 12.5% that needed comforting. Escape route out of manic depression. I got the go-ahead from the Food and Drug Administration. Circulating coastline to coastline. Cali to Columbine. Doctors sign prescriptions like autographs. I move fast. Equipped with lawyers from Dallas. They're quick to handle the challenge. In 94, 160 cases of psychosis and violence. But see, I've come a long way from on the street corner pushing and peddling. Now I'm buying whole juries and out of court settling. 2 billion a year is what I'm averaging. I'm damaging, causing cushion syndrome and hurting on cardiovascular. But I ain't tripping, homeboy, cause the money is spectacular. And as the money increases, so does the product. From Prozac to Ritalin to Oriflex to Zoloft. 20 milligrams a day increases serotonin to your brain, causing mood change from hostility, irritability, aggravation, alienation, loss of empathy. So ask your family physician to show you some love from the SSRI, antidepressant wonder drug. And don't forget to sign the check, cause that's my fuel. I got white kids strung out and shooting up their high schools. They call me dope.
Come on now. We're about to have some fun up in here. Like I was saying, there's a whole lot of groups out there doing this right now. We ain't accepting no backup from no corporate record label that's gonna pump a gang of trash into the kids' heads. That's why you don't hear us on the radio either. You feel what I'm saying? So let's bring it up. We're trying to break the sound barrier too. Give it on to us, man.
You wasn't down, we was. You wasn't down, we was. You wasn't down, we was riding the bus.
Anybody out there who loves independent hip hop, say ho. Say ho, ho. Now scream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, DJ Slow right here on the ones and twos, we're gonna do it.
You wasn't down, we was riding the bus.
Check it, I lay my head down to sleep at night. And in the process of dozing, I be composing rhymes that tight. Jump out the bed, hit the lamp, steady start to write. And carry on like such until the dawn's early light. And that's why you always see me with these bags under my eyes. See rappers to my benefit, but it's also to my demise. My girly cries, you spend more time around than with me. But baby, can't you see I'm trying to take the poetry. Cause you know it's the one thing that every artist dreams of. Get paid, chill in the shade, doing the thing that you love. Looking for the record deal, but it wasn't looking for me. Now I'm doing it independent, went ahead with plan B. Understand me, I'd rather be signed, simple and plain. Send my girlie on a plane
to the southern part of Spain.
Hit Broadway, but we could get some gear that ain't staying. Get the wisdom teeth pulled, ooh, cause damn I'm in pain. Medical plan, man, let the money look out for us. Fuck a Mercedes Benz, I'm thinking Ford Tourist. Station wagon with the family, steady camping, having fun. Harley Davidson, Softail, but when I'm on the run, nah, I'm just concerned with my spiritual health and my financial stability. I'm not consumed with petty wealth. People tell me,
don't sign,
you don't get to the jerk. But only if I'm lazy, cause hey, you're rapping, that's my work.
What?
You wasn't down, we was.
They wasn't down,
we was.
They wasn't down when we was riding the bus.
See, I was told between the ages of like seed and stem that any type of addiction was considered a sin. Whether it be money, power, objects or substance. See, of evil in this world, you know that there's an abundance. This my friend ain't nothing new, like when the clippers lose. So I just let the words fuse and do whatever they gotta do. Cause writing and freestyling, that's an hourly occurrence. I felt slightly uneasy, I admit. A little bit nervous when my Theo said,
give up a rap and go sell insurance.
Cause where you gonna live, man, and what you gonna eat? You're gonna be riding the bus, plus you won't have no money. You need to check your odds, homie, cause that ain't up in your favor. There's a zillion MCs all trying to make it major. But hold up. Yo, all this may be true, but we ain't the average crew. Kool-Aid got the rhymes fresh in the supermarket fruit. King James on the bass, the guitar, the loop. Slow boat keeps the wheel spinning like hula hoops. I have you eating your words like there was alphabet soup. But yo, the mighty one line, a spoonful at a time, putting it work, busting raps until my kidneys hurt. Cause we them underground MCs, we up in the think tanks, here to work it all out like Tybo with Billy Blanks.
How you guys doing tonight? Is everybody right here in one love? One big happy love? Check it out, we're gonna do it like this. The Pops Crew, chilling like a bump on a log and metamorphosizing like a little polywog to a frog to a toad. Dues paid, none owed like a horny month. I got to unleash my load up on the crowd so the situation might get sticky. Ask me, home skillet, and I'll tell you that it's tricky to rock around. That's 2 months behind time, and I just spent my last dollar quarter in dime. Getting to the peak, oh, you and my DJ stage to browse through the records, it'll take all day. Cause damn, that fool, he got more crates than the jungles of the world got individuals in every species of ape. But don't monkey around, see, that's a whole lot of digging to find the perfect sample to get the hip hop population. Wigging down to earth, our egos ain't no biggin'. Check us out without a doubt, and your sector will soon be digging. The water swigging, tobacco choking. But check it out, let me pass the mic to MC Dez the Loki Loki.
Well, yo, it's La Paz, and definitely time to recline. See, I'll be taking Lamont's classes, cause I'm giving birth to rhymes. Tell these lyrics causing trouble. Rhymes so nice, I'm turning scuffle to cuddle. I'm trying to keep this tape bumping on street level. Get one to God and to the devil. Both got the bass and low treble.
Peace to millionaires who keep it in the ghetto.
Cause with another vocal gesture, this mental progressor, that's 100% talent. I kind of polyester enter the sector. Always moving, never settling, checking rhyming, bezzling fools out of faking the rest. Well, I get cosmic with each comment, mandatory I've content. We lay the tracks, lay the raps. Yo, you walking with the crew that got the boom in the back. So put your hands to the roof if you wanna hear the truth. And if you don't want that topic, keep your hands up in your pockets. Cause we all shocking with that poetic talking.
And these positive words, yo, they just keep on walking. Keep on walking, keep on walk.
Hey, man. What them ignorant MCs wanna ask? You know, there's a lot of people that don't really know a lot about the art form, and they're like, you know, what's your style, man? Is you like a gangster rapper, a gospel rapper, you know, a East Coast, West Coast, you know? What's your response to all that questions, man?
I tell them something like this, you know, they gotta ask me them questions. I say,
what's
look.
Up?
They wanna ask, what's my style, East Coast to West Coast? My style's two arms and two legs and 10 toes. Very, very human. So fuck what they assuming. I got lyrics numerous like grains of sand in the dunes, and I'm that oasis. I'm that haven in the heat, that fly voice on the beat, that fly poet up on the street, giving suckers a licking. Grab my pen for I can write, foot loose and fancy free, only dependent on mics.
And if there wasn't no mics,
man, I'll be using a megaphone.
No batteries?
Steady schooling suckers on the telephone.
What if the bill didn't get paid?
Man, I'll be using string and can.
Lose your voice?
I'll be sign language, steady rapping with my hands.
Damn,
that's dedication to a poet's creation. Promise 7 days and dawn to dusk and then some. So no vacations. Wherever all them rich people go, we vacate in Pico Union at the home of DJ Slow.
You know. This one right here, we're gonna do it for the fellas, but it's dedicated to the ladies.
Fellas, you in the house? Fellas, where the fellas at? Fellas, make some noise! Where the ladies at?
Oh, you know the mujeres are running this show. Where's all the mujeres at?
Do the ladies run this, mother? Yeah, I bet you do.
To our mothers and grandmothers, keepers of infinite wisdom. To my sister's single parenting, fatherless children working for yours. God knows you got it twice as hard. Years of oppression left your soul steady, battered and scarred. But still, as radiant as ever, the head of my household who kept my family together. Mad overdue, see we need to give these ladies their props for all that they've been through, countless generations, and they never stop. Drop something to counteract entertainment and television that constantly be psychologically abusing women. And to you suckers, man, y'all better get concerned. You were born of a woman, and to a woman you shall return. It's like my mom's raised me on free cheese and compassion. Latest fashion was absent like I was for most of my junior high classes, but still was taught the fundamentals of life. Love God, love family, love children and wife. So to those in the day-to-day bombarded with misconception, remember your insecurity is your best quality. Your imperfection is your perfection. I said my mom's one, and yeah, my sister's one too. So I guess it ain't no wonder that I see them in you. Said double X jeans, complexion, showing respect, jeans, double X jeans, complex jeans. Yes, my grandma's one, yes, my mom's one too. So I guess it ain't no wonder that I see them in you. Said double X jeans, complexion, showing respect, jeans, double X jeans, complex jeans.
Check it out, double X jeans, complex jeans, show them respect, jeans, daughters of our mothers and future mothers of our offspring. We thought it only be right to rock a song, right in the wrongs of sucker MCs who prolong animosity toward your divine existence, sister to the moon, and often twice as distant. Your cycle is the only thing consistent. Use the revolutionary fact to prove in history a misprint. Her story tells a whole different tale. I try to understand, but me myself, I often fail. But when you're riding on the bus or when you're walking down the block, don't let nobody put you low, because you're not. Use the epitome. Without you, nothing would be. Ignore that evil imagery, magazines, TV. Double X genes, complex genes, show them respect genes. Double X genes, complex genes, it's genetics. All right, we're gonna do it right now. I want you guys to get hype. I want you guys to, like, you know, it's kind of chilly up here, so we gotta get bodies moving. If you're sitting down, go ahead and stand up. Stand up, come on, stand up, don't be scared. We're gonna do it right now. We're gonna take you there. You ready? You ready? Come on. I know you can't stand still to that beat right there. You can't stand still to that beat right there. Come on, move.
Well, it's not Sunday, but we are in church.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna do some prayer. Check it out. Goes like this. See, when times is hard, I do the only thing that I know how. Write rhymes and pray for homies struggling. Hope they don't get locked down, cause eventually that's where they wanna solve the view. You and me, crowded piled up in the cellar, face down up in the street, and throw away the key. They don't wanna let you about the hood. People the color of broke or devils get all the good. It's been mutually understood through the ages. No longer trying to put prisons in secluded spaces. In the places, in the valley, they got them at an arm's length apart. Next to the elementary, down the street from the park. Showing these kids where they're gonna end up before they even start. Either resident or employee, huh? What misconception when you celebrate your son or daughter's brand new profession? Cause ain't a damn thing correct about corrections. That's a backwards direction. When you start having an ill perception of your own, I swap in the blast of glorification up off that microphone. Ain't that nice about prison life? That's secondhand information. I don't have to go to know about incarceration. I'm just trying to chill at home, body filled with aggravation. Watching tax dollars jump from bank to corporation, while the church kings of the earth be committing fornication. Fucking us all with no sound of wedding bells. There's a clothes in the jail cells. And that thing called self-hatred, damn, it's so deeply rooted. Keep the power, they just gotta keep the people stupid. Living in the age of AIDS, you know the devil employs Cupid. Connections like a box, readers on sale for the lowest price. Instead of Michael Jordan,
yo, they got Jesus Christ.
The purchase of the product, yeah, just my savior life. But then again, there's the truth. We all know it's hard to face it. They want us all on lockdown and wearing ankle bracelets. Monitoring the movements at all hours of the day. Hey, yo, K-double-O, I think it's time to set it straight.
Been trying trying to prove these human beings by non-violent means. Since black and brown were slaves, a display of wealth and esteem. Now it seems we chase material things, forgot about how these motherfuckers made our great-grandmothers scream as they strung our grandfathers from strings. With smiles on their faces and their eyes was a gleam, looking like these MCs talking about all they cream. I'm still talking about that payback, living that 1989 dream. Know what I mean? Props to crews that stay true. PE camp, Paris, diggable planets, and the coup. What? You don't know me, but I know you. I like to say thanks for that messed up part of my life. He saw me through when I learned my life wasn't based on fun things. And the revolution ain't a revolution if Nike's the one that's funny. I doubt J.R. Malcolm would've ever went for that. Or they be alive right now, do billboard advertisements for IMAX. You feel me? If it don't apply, let it fly. But if it pimps your gut, try to see my point with your third eye. It's a thin line between the eluded and the illusion. Can't be talking revolution, siding with the institution. Wanna breathe clean air? Fight against the air pollution. Let me ask you, what's my people's problem? What's the solution? A little upheaval, a little scuffle with evil, a little bit of getting daring with these devils like Knievel. Who that be? I'm getting the feeling you guys ain't hearing these words.
Well, y'all can check your daily paper for daily brain homicide. Children pour out liquor for homies no longer at their side before they're old enough to smoke, vote, hit the clubs or drive. See, these rhymes reflect the times in which I'm living. You can take it how you want, embrace it, or just dismiss it as opinion. So many talk about paying dues, man. They whine, they cry, and shout. And when they put the mic down, they put the spoon back in their mouth. It's kind of scary. Am I to believe that being broke is hereditary? Keep them all down by all means necessary. This ain't hard to comprehend or even to explain. Because in California, every single day it rains cocaine and crack. In the Bahamas is where the devil's kicking back. Living fat, he ain't concerned about work. He got all these kids doing that. Now these rich little brats try and make ghetto rap. That shit is whack. The worst part is, even if I own a Gat, man, I wouldn't know who to shoot or even who to point it at. See, it ain't no particular person, a place, or a time. The enemy that we're facing is a twisted state of mind. I'm trying to do it with these rhymes every chance that I get. But yo, man, doing it independent shit is gonna take a minute.
Now, if I come off sounding rash, y'all gotta forgive me. I got a whole generation out here that's trying to outlive me. Cause ball heads on every block in my city, they got a gun talking about what barrio you from. I'm always on the run. We blaming that shit on the International Monetary Fund. They be steady baking cakes while we be killing over crumbs. The devil on this planet is a corporate regime. They give the money not to countries, but to a war machine called NATO. Military alliance. NATO. Military alliance. 17 nations. 10 heads, 7 crowns. Check your book of revelations. 1976, hepatitis vaccination was the injection of HIV into populations of gays, junkies, browns and the blacks. 6 years later, we had AIDS and a shitload of crack. Pat on the back to the chair of the United Nations, the American Red Cross and World Health Organization. That's the answer to this planet's overpopulation, and for those of us who make it,
and we got incarceration.
Now they ask if my art form is ready for that one. Simple-minded Caucasian like rock and roll was ready for Elvis staging invasion. We'll boycott you like Chavez, evade you like Asada, expose you like Malcolm X, overthrow you like Che Guevara, and bet your ass I'll be that last soldier standing in the mountains of Southern Cali, ammunition in my hand talking about peace. They think we don't know, that's the problem. That's what we got the upper hand, they think we stupid. Right? But we ain't stupid, right? All we gotta get people to do is apply their logic and it'll spell itself out. That's what I think. How many people are hip-hop heads right here? You guys been loving hip-hop for years. Any old school hip-hop heads in the house? See a couple hands in the back. You know, back in the days, hip-hop, we used to dress funny, you know what I'm saying? Back before the pants were baggy, they were just saggy. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a matter of fact, how many of you guys remember this beat right here?
My posse's on Broadway.
Remember that? Man, that was a beautiful beat right there. The mini trucks. The mini trucks with hydraulic on the bed. You know, the girls all had their hair like that. You remember that? Well, what we're gonna do, we're gonna give you guys some hip-hop history, the pop style, because I can only tell you about what I know, you know what I'm saying? You hear that 808 beat right there? That's how we used to do it. That's how we're gonna keep doing it, right? Check it out. Yo, I grew up on beans, MCs, government chief. Start me back. Go ahead, feel that beat. You know, we're doing this on the turntables. There ain't no dab machine back there, nothing like that. We're just doing this, you know, original style. So we're gonna keep it happening like this. Check it out. Yo, I grew up on beans, MCs, government cheese, fat boys, Eric D, too short, run DMC. Fucked up, break a player, didn't have no techniques. Riding the lowrider bicycle with the plush banana seat. If you're from Calibas, then you know what I mean. Break dancing to the nucleus as a preteen. It went from Puma to Adidas to the Lottos on my feet. When I wrote my first rhymes to the schoolie DP, it was the fat gold chain around his neck. And to this day on this here mic, I give that man his respect. Cause it seems that's what's missing in this current day and age. When you bust a flow, get your face printed on the page of a hip hop publication, sold across the nation. Latest trans fashions were edited by Caucasians now. Race relations, I ain't trying to complicate it, but I grew up like this, so to that, I can't relate. But it's the poets of color, always at each other's throats, flaunting gold, promoting dope in the temple of the goat. Us poets of color, always at each other's throats, flaunting gold, promoting dope in the temple of the goat. But check it, originality less defined, but that's the quality or state of being. Genuine creation of a useful device or design. First, this aspect, man, we ain't no Calvin Klein. Check it, originality less defined, but that's the quality or state of being. Genuine creation of a useful device or design. Freshness aspect, Nike can't get none of mine.
See, on the mic we get dynamic, flip raps like acrobatics, roaming the streets of hip-hop addict. Got figures and equations tossed in my face, but I know the mathematics. I read fine print, ain't gonna settle for 10%, rather pioneer it like Larry Flint, earning dollars and cents. I ain't jumping guns, getting hung by shiesty labels. Keep it close on hand, rocking the cradle, my baby Mike and turntables. I'm seeing past expenses,
champagne, wines, vintage, dollar signs,
image. Man, we ain't timid, rather than vivid, beaming for some whackness. I'm flesh and bone without no plastic. Sunny name, we see that dot dot, but I ain't putting my name on anything. I don't involve hip-hop. See, that half a million came with a syllabus. You ain't getting paid to rap, you getting paid to be oblivious. On the mic, we do what we do, just getting ridiculous. I don't need nobody to bite mine or write mine. See, I got more rhymes than FDR got done. Hey, yo, I got more one lines. A Killer Cali got gag signs. Ain't no certificate or college degree that can substitute the skill upon this MIC. Y'all need to recognize there's a big difference between hip-hop and that rap industry. Yes, most definitely. And check it, originality, let's define. Well, that's the quality or state of being. Genuine creation of a useful device or design. Freshness aspect, yes, can't get none of mine. Originality, let's define. Well, that's the quality or state of being. Genuine creation of a useful device or design. Freshness aspect, the industry can't get none of mine. Word.
Fake MCs look for their rhymes to be appreciated, while the real appreciate the gift that God has created and given to us poets who may never see the stature of that platinum seller. Lucky fella caught up in the rapture, but still pursuing dreams. Saturdays be browsing, long walks, pep talks through the low income housing. It's the struggle that keeps my lyrics sharp for the crew of three Chicanos. It ain't nothing but a heart. So when you see us round, it ain't about popularity. It's all about respect. Represent the solidarity of two MCs and one DJ who can be found. Word, word. Waging verbal warfare where my people cower down, cause they wanna be celebrity stars,
personalities.
In that final day when they fall to their knees, they be God please. They'll be choking on their riches and their gold, and their guns getting burned by their so-called. Finish that one for yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we up and out, we at the boss. Peace, stay tuned. I'll slide underground is next.
Hold up.
I'll slide underground is next. Peace out. You guys take care.
Peace out, thanks y'all. Give it up for DJ Slow Poke right here on the ones and two.
DJ Slowpoke.
One more time, give it up for La Paz. And I want to correct something. The only place you can hear it in LA is on Seditious Beats every Friday night from midnight to 3 on KPFK. Hey, Kool-Aid, you guys got some CDs? You can, if you want to pick up some CDs, their CD is entitled Fuck the Government. So go pick them up. They give you a good deal on that. I wanted my...
Real quick, 1 minute.
See, real quick, man, the foundations of hip-hop is the DJ, okay? I just want a cool, the Slowpoke to display real quick. some skills. He's a percussionist.
Here we go.
Give it up for Slowpoke. That's the foundation of hip hop, if you didn't know. The DJ. This next group that we're gonna bring out has, I guess, in the commercial sense, have not gotten the recognition that they deserve. They have been doing critical thinking, conscious, revolutionary hip-hop in Los Angeles for over 10 years. And I had the opportunity, the ancestors brought us together in Chiapas in 1996 at the Encuentro with the Zapatistas in a conference against neoliberalism, which is exactly what we're all about, against neoliberalism, right? You guys know what neoliberalism is, right? Colonialism, it's the same thing, it's the same thing. But tonight we're gonna get a very beautiful performance, and Aslan Underground has evolved from two MCs and a DJ to now a full band, and now even to another byproduct of Aslan Underground, a spoken word session, I guess, is that something I can call it, y'all? But like I said, I met these brothers in Chiapas, and they have become a family to me, and some people that I respect, and people that I can involve my children, my own children, to be around as positive role models. So please put a conscious hand together for some beautiful human beings, Aslan Underground.
One second here, we're just getting set up.
Before we start here, I'd like to ask permission from the Four Directions for us to speak the words that we're going to speak.
The exodus to Tamawanchan has now been prophesied. Aslan is calling the children back. Back to reunite with relations once forgotten. Ometeo has set the scene. It is up to the children to recognize his signs and return. Return home. Return home. Return home.
Mother Earth, she trembles to the quiet sounds of nothing, to the stillness of everything making no noise, the calm. She trembles humbly as she finishes her prayer and ceremony, knowing her prayer will be answered and fulfilled. The quiet noise of anticipation overwhelms her body. It must be. It must be. She looks to the stars who comfort her peaceful, motionless. As the air grows warmer, she trembles. And the sun crashes onto her skin. The soil making up her flesh breaks and shakes in cataclysmic movements, and the new ceremony begins. Dancing with the sun once again, making love, as the stars give witness to life. The wind blankets their bodies, her body shivers with delight, as cracking, colliding skin creates streams of fire across her flesh, shattering, disintegrating, her shoulders false, blinding creator world above her body. And the sun enters her earth body once again. The stars, they give witness to the sun's rays peeking through the splitting cracks within her, creating new light in beautiful changing color. White, yellow, red, black. The seventh fire lighting the emerging sixth sun to herself. As her Zapatista children call out, "Ya basta!" to the madness of the beast of illusion, she cries out in pain for the loss they both must endure before the new sun lights the path of their children. She cries, "No more, ya no más." Lágrimas de sangre en la tierra de Aslan, Chia Pasanahua Pachamama. She cries, "No more," but it must be. It must be. She trembles her movements, awakening the sleep of the unconscious children as the elements form the sacred circle around the ceremony, making of love, bringing of change, making of change, bringing of love. Her earth becomes fire. Fire becomes water. Water becomes wind, and the wind from below becomes earth, paving along the way a path for all to see. And we hear the mountains crashing, canyons crumbling, oceans burning, life emerging within her womb. Cries of pain and loss, thunderstorm and prophecy felt across the shaking, crying world, known to most once and always forgotten. But the raging fires build. The raging fires build up within. The raging fires build up within. They build up and explode into space and silence. The quiet overwhelms her new body. She trembles humbly as a tear runs down her face. Her skin and burning water rises into the sky, reaching and touching the flames of the new sun, and all is known once again. Her heart beats a new rhythm, dance, song of calm, and new breath. She is, the new sun is, it is. The stars give witness. Voices emerge from within, calling out to the silence, speaking, then singing as one, communicating with its mother, dancing, singing, laughing with its mother Earth. I live. I live. I live. I love. I love. I love.
Thank you.
By stating the essence of my presence is how I commence. To elaborate, relate, and educate. Let me restate. To re-educate in the method of our ancestors. True professors professing prophecy through the study of celestial beings. Theories and concepts taken by the Europeans. They claim to gain fame, but to down and clown other people is not the reason I came. Knowledge of self is true wealth. Unlike the emptiness of earthly things, a message of hope is what victory brings. Passing on the message of knowledge that has been kept throughout the ages. Now let me tell you what age it is. El sexto sol. It's a sixth sun. I'm a new Aztec coming with a new aspect on the way we should think and live our existence. For instance, resistance to a one-sided way of seeing things. All your surroundings. Land of the free, land of hypocrisy if you ask me. Home of the slave. But is this truly our home? Do we truly own permission for every single thing? Is this the American dream? Huh? It's no mystery. The key to our misery is in history. It's no mystery. The key to our misery is in history. Ometeo. One God with many manifestations. So don't believe the interpretations given to you by foreign imaginations. Their explanations are part of a plot to withhold information. Ancient knowledge and wisdom they wish to keep with them to continue to call us heathen. And justify why they lie and why so many die when they arrive. Why they crucified our spirituality the same way they did J-E-S-U-S. They plan to do the same to us. Annihilation, elimination, total termination. Quest for global domination. Now, back to Ometeo like back from a recreation. Recess, let's put together the pieces. The water comes down onto our mother earth. The sun gives the energy which provides birth. Then the vegetation gives us the oxygen. That's the air that we breathe, that's what we all need, you see. We can't go on very long without the air that we breathe. We can't go on very long without the water that we need. We can't go on very long without the food that we eat. We can't go on very long without Father Sun's heat. It's no mystery. The key to our misery is in history. It's no mystery. The key to our misery is in history. We have to free the mind before we free the body. We need to reinspect what we were told by everybody. From the ones who teach, even up to those who preach. All those that lied and continue to lie about the people that died and continue to die. Up to this very day, still only few have their way and continue to rule and control the masses. Control the minds of the lower classes due to stereotype and Eurocentric teachings. But don't believe the hype, man. They don't tell you about the lynchings here in Aslan. Brown bodies hung while pale ones had fun. Just like the blacks, our necks also snap. And we're never in class, they won't tell you about that. And just like the red, the brown also bled when the pale man hunted and scalped our head. And all this BS about Christopher Columbus has got to cease. Please, he didn't discover these or any other lands, cause we were already here. But you will never hear that side of the story. And that's where I'm coming from the other side. The side that like to hide so they can continue to lie without any opposition. So the other side is my position. And it's no mystery. The key to our misery is in history. It's no mystery. The key to our misery is in history. Chicanismo y zapatismo, todo es lo mismo. Lucha contra el neoliberalismo.
This is day one in the life of a child's mind. The spirit is free with love of an unparalleled kind. And then the training begins on day two. And the cycle now in motion, time spins it on through. Pass down the generations. Class in session, first lesson segregation. This is white, this is black. This is right, this is wrong, this is Jill, this is Jack. These are the lies and these are the facts. Obedience comes in the form of a belt or a strap. And the love that once filled the child's mind gets beat out with every blow from behind. We couple this with a society that does not care. Now 16 years later, we meet that same child. He has a cold stare and no love left, just a full magazine. And now we got a fully automatic tragic scene in this home of the brave and land of the shooting spree. Better be strapped with your semi-automatic if we don't agree. It can be hard for a child to stay sane. Dysfunction is best served straight up cold with a lot of pain. Poverty loves company, and that's a poor education. But you can learn a lot at your local police station, and even more in the county jail. But life is hard when you're locked up and you get no mail. It used to be that a child could become a kid, but it seems life's good graces go to those with the highest bid. Can this be true? Can this really be true in this great country of the red, the white, and the blue? But if you think about it, the red could stand for the indigenous blood that flowed from east to west. And the white could stand for the sheets that cover the bodies in the streets where they rest. And the blue could stand for the suffocated faces of the youth. And every star count for 1,000 lies instead of the truth. U.S. history is littered with examples of mass murder and violence. When do we stop listening to our children? Now all we hear from them is an eerie silence. Environmentally, we live in concrete cities of hell. This reflected by the networks and the news that they so eagerly sell. As a child, when I saw violence, I wanted to retreat into a shell. Chilling are the stories coming from the children under the barrios and the ghetto spell. And this is of great concern. And this is of great concern to those who sit in that White House and down the block as they swing back and forth between President, House, Senate, and the buck won't stop. 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 We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? Put your fist up if you're down for the strike. Cause we rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? Put your fist up if you're down for the strike. We'll chase you around Manhattan and into the bank. Uncover the shell game and put you in the tank of a Ford. And now we're making a car bomb, blowing up corporations in the words of the song. The folks bought a wagon, but they got it dirt cheap. And the worker who made it got $20 for the week. And an ABC's to this alphabet soup. Buy this, buy that. Now I'm gone in my coupe. I'm driving up the wall and into the street. Trading bullets for stocks cause we can't be beat. Mics roll softly in a suburb of Seattle to crush monopolizing gates that we must battle. Cause we rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? Put your fist up if you're down for the strike. Cause we rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? We rock the mic, we rock the mic, right? Put your fist up if you're down for the strike.
Yo, I'd like to say Tlas Kumati, and thank you for a few people who stayed around. And for us, it's a big honor to be right here and representing on behalf of the struggle for KPFK and also just for public radio. But something that interesting happened to me in the lobby, because I'm not too familiar with the organizers, but it was a white man, you know, a white brother comes up to me and tells me, "Yo, you guys are the group gonna play?" And we're like, "Yeah," you know. And he tells me, he's all, "Well, do you even listen to Amy Goodman?" And I'm like, "Yo, you know, well, we can't be critical thinkers too, or what?" You know, so to me that was like really kind of offensive, because I'm like, "Yo, you know, to me KPFK should represent the views and the different worldviews and different cultural perspectives of everybody. And we shouldn't be... shouldn't be assuming that people of color aren't critical thinkers or listen to Amy Goodman, you know what I'm saying? And so that was kind of a diss, but also it's like a wake-up call, because hopefully when KBFK gets taken back, and when it gets taken back, that it's really reflective of what LA is, which is a diverse community, which is Muslim, which is Korean, you know, Chinese, Armenian, it's everything, which is also reflects the world. But I know there's a catch-22 with that, because you know the people who back up the station are mostly, you know, affluent white liberals, you know, so there's a catch-22. But we have to be still fight the fact that it can't be just one way. It has to reflect really what the world is. And as hard as that might be, we have to do that, because if they were really talking about public radio, then let's be real with it. So. Vision, yet no one holler sees that the world is a prison, that's reality. Cause when we lack talent, yo, we got heart. Reason we're gripping the microphone from the very start, cause the dominant cultural value system that persists squanders the future mother earth to exist. And this demise began back in the days of old. The Greco-Roman system began strong and bold, imposed imperial value system on its people. Birth concept of people unequal, cause conquers competition and efficiency are the tenets of Western society. And we still live under a monarchy. If it wasn't for native societies, this distorted democracy, anarchy, and socialism, all inspired by native humanism. But the point that you must understand, that this is the type of system that now rules our land. And in order for it to survive, it needs blood for money, life compromise. I said in order for it to survive, it needs life for money, blood compromise. And if we don't stop it, then it's our demise. I said if we don't stop it, then it's our demise. I said if we don't stop it, then it's our demise. I said if we don't stop it, then it's our demise. This is just a little last piece that was written today. It's kind of like a little fun one, but it's kind of like talking about what time it is going on in my mind. So this one's called Multiple Choice, Conspiracy or Reality. Before September 11th, George Bush and the electoral institution was neither trusted nor liked. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. Before September 11th, and since March, we were already headed into a recession. In fact, the previous 2 days on Wall Street, it had hit an all-time low. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. On the eve of 9/11, there were unusual stock trades in the airline industry, as well as other related areas. This is public knowledge and available upon request. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. It is well known in the European press that the US was already mentioning plans to invade Afghanistan in October.
conspiracy, reality, both or neither. War is money, conspiracy, reality, both or neither. Before September 11th, it was becoming public discourse due to the globalization movement inspired by the Zapatistas to discuss and question all neoliberalism and big business. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. Like a big ritual, September 11th brought everyone back to blind patriotism, non-questioning, and allegiance to George Bush. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. After September 11th, Ashcroft swept through the Senate and Congress the elimination of people's right to question, organize, or resist, or even wear a bandana, or face the label, accusation, and incarceration for being a so-called terrorist. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. The U.S. have always been terrorists. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. The U.S. have always been terrorists. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither. War is money. Conspiracy, reality, both or neither.
Just, you know, one quick thing we'd like to say, you know, thank you to Amy Goodman for being a voice in the face of persecution after the events of 9/11. I mean, to stand up and still be out there and be heard and put herself out there for every one of us really is a beautiful thing. And, you know, just keep resisting, and, you know, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, good night.
Also, I'd like to thank our guests that joined us today, Marisol Torres from Inlaquech, Chusma, Victory.
Victory.
Thank you.